I want to invite you to come to our Pastor's Dialogue. We are reviving this time together so that we may sit together and share what the Lord has put on our hearts. You see, for me, it's very important that we develop unity and consistency along with harmony. The Pastor's Dialogue is designed to inspire you, to give you new ideas, to reach a generation that heretofore you may have assumed is not reachable. We're going to encourage you on how to move your church forward. We're going to talk about the importance of a vision statement. We're going to talk about how to move your church to the next level of church growth and development. Now, I've been pastoring for over 30 years. 30 years of serving God as pastor of one church. I have some things to share with you. Believe me, many of the roads that you are about to enter, I've already walked down those roads, and by the grace of God, I'm able to help you.
Pastor's Conference will be held on Saturday, July 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, Winco, PA. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314.
So I want to invite you to come and spend the day with me, and we are going to have an exciting time learning how to put the joy back into pastoring. God bless you.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
Listen to God. Build houses, live in them, plant gardens, and eat the fruit. Do these people sound like they're captives? But they were. They were. They were in Babylon, but they were building houses and building gardens. Listen to this. Take wives. He was talking to the men. No, I'm not trying to be facetious. You have to understand that when God gives directives, he doesn't give them to the women. Women weren't liberated. So when it said take wives, it was just understood he was talking to the men. Y'all had not yet arrived. I wish we could be back there. Notice this. Take wives and let them have children. See, sons and daughters. Notice what's happening in the world today. Many of our young women are saying, I don't want no kids. I don't want no kids. There was a time when our people had 10, 15 children. Now, I don't want no kids. I won't be settled down. No, God says when you have children, that's a sign. Then he said, take wives for your sons. Get your sons married. Your sons ought to be married, especially if they're 18, 25, 35, 45. They shouldn't be sitting up in your house. Get your sons married. He says, and give your daughters to husbands. Well, I got a little problem with that one, but I understand what he's saying. I know I got to give my daughter to a husband, and God bless him, God bless him, God help him, God strengthen him, God keep him, God glorify yourself in him, because I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him dead. He says, watch, because God is a God who deals in the promulgation, the growth of anything that you involve. He says, you get married, have children, give your children to be married, so they can have children. Listen to what he says. Now, where are they? In bondage. He says, that you may be increased in bondage and not diminished. And you ought to have so much power and you ought to have so much influence that you can seek the peace of the city. Child of God, one can chase 1,000. Two can chase thousands. Three can chase tens of thousands. Identify the Christians on your job, get together and pray, and you can chase the devils away. See, here's what the devil does. Whenever Christians get together in a general area, the devil will always have it so that a Christian won't pray with the rest of the Christians. It will always be that way. If you are too busy to join together and pray, then after you find that you do that, Go back and look and see where the battles are located. Generally, they will be with the person who does not pray. Why? Because they are causing division. Division is the splitting of the vision. You don't have to like a person to pray with them. I know there's some of you in here that don't like me, but you have to acknowledge I preach the word of God. And if you love the word of God, you'll listen. You don't have to take me home with you. We don't have to spend any time together here. But you cannot deny that I don't give you the word of God. To those of you who don't like me, raise your hand and say I'm telling the truth. I saw one hand go up over there. Get him. No, Omar, it's all right, it's all right. Y'all don't mess with me when Omar's here. He says, watch this. And now I need to show you something that seems to be impossible. He said, and seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captives. You know what that means? It means that you, the Christian, even though you're in a negative situation, even though you're in something that makes you categorically unhappy, you should seek peace. Why? Because you know that God has you there to extract something for his glory. And so you should be the chief purveyor of the peace. You should be the one who brings peace. No matter what they say and or do, you seek peace. Glory. You seek peace in the place where I've caused you to be carried away. Listen, stop fighting with people. You are in that place because God is about to prosper you. You are in that place. Ooh, my mind. You are in that place. Listen, while you're in that place, excel. Excel. While you're on that job and they're giving you fits, go to school. Get an advanced degree. Make yourself marketable. Take the aggravation. Use it for fuel to get through school. Take the frustration. Use it for gas to propel your engine to success. Take the anxiety and use it for God's blessing to push you to greatness. And that works wherever you are. Whatever job you find yourself in, never allow the enemy to take your positional joy. Just change your mind about it. Rule number one, this is the rule I had to learn. I was very naive when I started pastoring. I thought people would just believe me and treat me the way I treated my pastor. When I stand before you and tell you I was a darn good son, I'm telling you, I was a darn good son. What that man said from the pulpit to me was like the burning bush. I didn't care what it was. I had no problem because I trusted the God in him. I didn't agree with everything he did, but he never knew it because he was God's man and I was his son. And so I just believed everybody would be the same with me if I just preached the word of God and not pray on people and not go through the congregation, sleeping my way through the congregation. I just thought, in a very naive sense, that people would just believe me. But I had to come to the startling realization that you're God's people. And you're going to do what the Lord allows you to do. And so I had to realize that if God lets them get away with it, what can I do? And so it became liberating for me to just say, God, you're in control. Nothing is happening at Bethel Deliverance International Church that you are not allowing. And if you're allowing it, then according to Jeremiah 29, I'm going to be successful with it. So if you have a person who aggravates and agitates and irritates you, then just use it. Don't fight against everybody. Just say, praise the Lord. God, there's a reason you want this person there. You can't surround yourself with everybody you want and grow. So God says here, you're going to be in bondage, but learn to be successful. He says, seek the peace of the city that I where for the city that I've caused you to be carried away, and pray unto the Lord for it. Are you praying for America, or are you just cursing President Trump? I pray for President Trump. I really do. I don't think he's the Antichrist. I pray for President Trump because I live in America. And if Secretary Clinton had won, I would pray for her too, because the Bible says that's what I'm supposed to do. I prayed for President Obama. I pray for all leaders. I pray for the mayor of Philadelphia. I pray for the commissioners of Cheltenham Township. Why? Because the Bible said, pray for the city. He said, for in the peace of the city. Listen, you're going to have peace.
If you believe God,
for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
4517A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
How do we reach the millennials? How do we do this? If you look at history, there's always been a new emerging generation where the current generation has sweated over how do I reach this next generation? I think that we should just focus on singling up on the message. Christ will find whoever he needs to find. When we start taking the gospel and packaging it for a certain generation, then we'll find we have to keep unpacking it for the next generation. We simply say, Jesus is Lord, this is the word of God, this is what he's saying, and allow the Holy Spirit to come in and deal with the individual hearts. You know, in my humble opinion, we're just doing too much work, and we're getting in the way of the Holy Spirit touching the hearts of the so-called millennium generation. Yes, they're more upwardly mobile with career and finance and all the other things that are involved in that, but they're also seeking. And what they're seeking is not the church's involvement as much as it is Christ. And that's why they go from place to place. They're looking for Jesus. And if we would come together and present Jesus, then we won't have so many seekers.
Join us for Pastor's Conference, Saturday, July 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314.